Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio, where listeners hear from business leaders about relevant topics from marketing to cash flow management. Tune in every week with hosts Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix and stay engaged with a growing audience of like-minded entrepreneurs. Learn critical business skills and get answers to questions that help you manage better businesses. Cloud Talk Radio, your business resource in the internet age.
Hello, everyone. This is Keith Enix, and welcome to Cloud Talk Radio. If you're listening to Cloud Talk Radio for the first time and you have not heard any of our past episodes, just take a moment, go to www.cloudtalkradio.com and check out some of those previous episodes. You can also connect with us on LinkedIn and Twitter at Cloud Talk Radio. I'm really excited to have you guys listening in today because we have a fantastic person that we are interviewing. He is the president of Pinnacle Brokerage, and his name is Chad Mueller. And we're going to be talking about healthcare benefits for your business. Why should you have healthcare benefits? What does it mean? And more importantly, is healthcare something that should be an entitlement or a benefit to your employees? There's a huge difference in how you package your benefits to your employees. And too many times I have seen businesses who have their health care and it's treated like an entitlement as opposed to an actual benefit. We're going to talk more about what that means with Chad Mueller. He has some really fantastic viewpoints. I was just really impacted by that, and I can't wait for you guys to hear those as well. We have a longer interview today, so I just want to dive right into it. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and right after that, we're going to be bringing Chad Mueller on air. So stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you a business owner or accountant looking to get an edge over your competition? Are you looking to save time as well as generate more revenue for your business? Well, then you need to check out cloud9realtime.com. Cloud9 Realtime offers business owners and accountants a fully cloud-based desktop of QuickBooks and business applications in a central location. You'll be able to collaborate more effectively with your customers on QuickBooks and discover more efficient business hosting tools. Save time for yourself and your clients, as well as gain access to the Cloud9 Realtime community, which provides you with information and tools you need to help your business grow. Visit cloud9realtime.com today to learn more. That's cloud9realtime.com.
Well, welcome back to Cloud Talk Radio. This is Keith Enix, and we have a really exciting show today. We have a guest, Chad Mueller. He's the president of Pinnacle Brokerage, and today we are going to be talking about healthcare benefits and your business. We have a lot of questions for Chad today, and he's been in this whole area for the last 20 years. He's got a lot of experience in sales and management, and his goal is to help his clients find a better way of running their business by providing better benefits to their employees. So I am really excited to have Chad here with us. I just want to say hello to you, Chad, and thanks for being on air with us. Why don't you start off by just giving us a little bit of your background and how you ended up in the healthcare industry?
I'm not sure we have enough time in this show for that, but
yeah. Thank you. Well, it's good to have you with us. You know, yeah. Where did you start off, and how did you end up where you're at now? As being, you're president of Pinnacle Brokerage specifically.
Yeah, I started Pinnacle here in the Northwest a little over 10 years ago. My prior company. That I started in college was in a completely different industry. I was actually in the web development and marketing industry. And
I'm familiar with that a little bit. Now that's pioneer age. That was a long time ago.
You know what? I'm starting to age myself now, but that's okay.
Yeah. No, that's great. So you started off web development, and then you decided to make a transition from there.
Yeah. About 12 years ago, we were riding a huge wave of growth that happened in the tech industry, and my life started to change as far as being a single guy to thinking about a family man. And my wife-to-be today said, it's either me or the business. Well, I didn't like her much for that, but I'm so glad that she gave me that ultimatum because I have a much better quality of life now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had actually a program a few episodes ago where we were talking to a guy about priorities and just that. It kind of reminds me of that show, and it really impacted me because he talked about having your priorities set straight. And, you know, I think God gave us wives to help us guys, you know, focus on being able to be a little bit more balanced, you know, in life. But
I'm not sure which.
Yeah, other one. But he gave two stories. You know, you had a guy who had his priorities right. He made sure his health was good first, and then he focused on his family, then his business. And then another guy who didn't have his priorities straight. He just focused on business. And when he was talking about this, it reminded me so much of me. And how I started, and you know, I think in the beginning years in any business, you're just working so much anyway. But one guy focused on having good priorities, the other guy didn't, and they both 20 years later, you end up one guy's, you know, he's got his business, but he doesn't have his family, he doesn't have the things that are important, you know, the things that last. The other guy's, you know, got a business, but it's much bigger. He's making way more money than the guy who didn't have good priorities. And he still has his family, and he's coaching Little League. So it was just kind of an interesting little visual that, you know, what you mentioned kind of reminds me of that, that important to have that balance. So, but you decided to kind of make a pivot there after, you know, your wife said either me or their business, and then where did you go from there?
I spent about 6 months researching the marketplace that I'm in now. Mainly as a business owner, I was frankly disgusted and frustrated and dismayed at the process that always happened for me as a business owner. I had about 100 employees, and I grew it from me and a partner, just two of us, to that point in about 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. It was
always, that's incredible.
It was always extremely painful, and I called it the annual fire drill. I was asked to make purchasing decisions on probably one of my most largest cost of my business, and that was my employees, in a week to 2 weeks every year, where purchases for property or my computers or any other asset that I would buy for the business, I didn't have to be in the same boat, same rushed decision, same limited information, and I wanted to know if there was a better way to understand the market. And in that process, thinking that I'd open another business, I fell in love with the insurance and way to view benefits and benefits offering, and really started this business to help business owners that had gone through you know, some of the growth pains that I had, and help them make better decisions and make them and forecast them out rather than having to make them and your annual fire drill, if you will, you know, the rush decision that happens in benefit selections for businesses.
So did you start off, when you mentioned your 100-person business that you had, you managing 100 employees, was that in the sort of web design IT field? Is that kind of what you guys were doing?
Yeah, we specialized in web development. We specialized in hosting, search engine optimization, and graphic design for small to mid-sized businesses.
Wow. So about 10 years ago, you got out of that?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that I've had the doors open helping businesses with Pinnacle for 10 years now.
Yeah. What made you make that switch? I'm curious about that. Well, you're talking 2004? That's not that long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What ultimately made that switch was the funny story. My wife literally said, "It's you need to spend more time with me," or my girlfriend at the time, which is now my wife.
Yeah. Sure.
"Or you need to find somebody else to spend that time with." And that kind of hurt, but she was right. I was we had six offices from here to Miami, and I was outside of the Seattle marketplace more than I was here. And it's tough to build a relationship long term when you only see the person that you're interested in 1 week in a month.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely with you on that one. Yeah, you look at the building a business and, you know, having a going a little smaller You know, my dad, he always had a small business. He would always say, hey, I like being the small guy. You know, it gives me time to do what I like to do outside of work, you know. And I'm trying to bridge that gap, I suppose, between the balance of being crazy busy corporate worlds, if you could say that, and then also having a business, not just a sole proprietorship per se, because I think there's a lot of value in having a business as opposed to just, you know, your own show, having employees that can help you out, that you can manage. And even to the point, you know, we kind of talk about different levels of leadership. You have people who can kind of take tasks and, you know, they manage themselves. And then you have a level two who can kind of take tasks, manage themselves, and then they can teach others to do that. And I try to get people to that second level. If you can have a business of that, then, you know, usually you have a pretty pretty good system, right? It gives you that time. So what made you think of, you know, going from this 100-person business? That's incredible. I can't believe that's a lot of people to manage. You must have been going crazy. I'd have a lot less hair than I currently have, and that's currently I'm pretty bald. So, but that is a lot of people to manage. What made you decide? Okay, you know, or maybe what are some of the differences you see in where you're currently at in the healthcare business?
Well, if you relate people to headaches, as you kind of were relating to, I don't necessarily see it that way, but.
Well, sometimes they can be, you know, really great too. You know, I'm not saying they're always headaches, but it's true. It can be.
not everyone's exactly like you, although we all want to hire people that are the same work ethic and same mindset as we do. It ultimately doesn't come. And you're right. When we manage people, we manage problems, and finding ways to incentivize and motivate people, it comes down to kind of the core thing that we talk to businesses about.
That's true.
And one of the ways that they can motivate it is definitely through the benefits that they offer their employees. Mm. You know, there was a great book that I most business owners have read, and that's Good to Great. And it's
yep.
about getting the right people on the right bus that's heading in the right direction, and everyone succeeds.
That's the truth. So, you know, mentioning that book, From Good to Great, I'm actually going through that. I'm slowly going through it, I should say. That book was given to me about 6 months ago by a friend of mine, and I've been slowly going through chapters, but fantastic book. What do you think as far as how that relates to how your current setup? What are some of the things that impacted you in that?
From the book, is the current setup or my business
yeah.
practice different from
more business practice? Like why would you say healthcare is a big way that you can take your business from good to great? You know, how does that fit?
Well, the principles that I think are important for business owners to consider or think about, and things that I've had to learn sometimes through struggle, is who we hire is as much as important as how we hire those people. You know, we can sometimes do a good job in the interview process of bringing someone aboard, but just because they say they'll do something doesn't necessarily mean that they'll do it. Just because we as an employee have a certain mindset to work at X amount of hours to get X amount of wage or compensation or that, there's the catch 22. Most people are not entrepreneur mindset. That's not a spirit that's necessarily something we're born with. I think it's a muscle that we all have to learn to develop. And if there's anything as a business owner or as a manager or somebody in leadership can help people do is develop that muscle.
Yeah.
You know, how do we at an innate basis start making decisions that's going to benefit us as an employee and ultimately that be in direct alignment with the goals and the vision of the business itself? Mm. If everyone's heading in the right and the same direction, synergy happens. and the business succeeds at a much higher level than the alternative, everyone going in their own direction.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. That is a great point. You know, off of that, what would you say are some of the top reasons as business owners you should consider getting insurance for your employees? And at what point, I mean, you have a business that's starting off. Now, let's just use me as a case in point. You know, I own a very small business, and I have, you know, that 5 to 10 employee mark. How important, at what point should I be thinking about healthcare benefits?
You know, I think any great business that wants to be great is going to begin with the end in mind.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't begin in the end of mind, or you don't have a compass to guide the ship, or you don't know where you're headed, you never reach it. Or if you do, it's by mistake. How do you perceive your business is important for benefits in general. I think the core reasons why a small business like yours would think or should be thinking about businesses benefits in general is just one is who do they want to attract? What kind of caliber person are they trying to employ? Is there's other businesses like mine in the marketplace that could be attracting my best employees? What are they doing that may be an attraction? So if you're a 5-person business and another company is like yours that has benefits and you don't, and you lose somebody that you've developed and mentored for 6 months, a year, or 5 years, you'll wake up pretty quickly and go, well, I don't want to do that again. At the same time, if you watch an employee or yourself or a family member go through, say, cancer, and you see the billable charges, $200, $500, $1 million of billable charges in a given year, and they didn't have the right benefits in place, you as a small business owner treat each of your employee like a family member. You grieve for the fact that there wasn't a choice that was available for that individual. So I think most small business owners enter in the discussion of, does benefits make sense, because I want to do right by my employees. At the same time, I want to attract the caliber of person that is going to be with us long term, and I don't want to lose it to the competition. I think those are the two core principles that a business in the beginning offers benefits.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So what are some other reasons that maybe you could think of for you mentioned you want to attract talent. That's one of them. You mentioned that phrase of it's not who you hire, it's how you hire. Could you maybe kind of, I guess, speak more to that, the more of the hows and the reasons why?
I think we all need to have a system in place that continually needs to be refined on how we attract talent.
Mm-hmm.
Attracting talent isn't the only step. It's keeping that talent long term. The whole process of bringing somebody in, getting them trained, getting them up to speed, and ultimately being able to replace a portion of what we do. So that's a small business like you. The reason you're going to hire somebody is you want to offboard some of the tasks that you're doing to somebody else that would be more capable of doing that, or that would cost you less time. Time is money.
Yeah.
The process of hiring somebody and bringing them up to speed to handle that duty or that task or that portion of the business is very timely, very costly, and it doesn't make sense to rinse and repeat and continue to do that, because of the costs associated doing that. And so you need to create a vision with that person that you're hiring, and you need to make sure that their visions are also tied into your vision, so that together you guys can be headed in the same direction.
Definite. We're talking with Chad Buehler here. He's the president of Pinnacle Brokerage, and we're just covering some of the reasons why you provide health care in your business. It's great to have you here, Chad. And I just want to talk on our next point, which kind of comes in line with what you just mentioned, and that's building a reward system that includes benefits. On that note, maybe from a time factor, how do you think that that reward of benefits needs to be given as far as rewarding your employees? You know, I typically hear the 3 months, you know, after 3 months you get benefits. How do you think that should work?
I think we get into the weeds a little bit when we look at when benefits are offered or how they're offering.
Sure.
I'll handle that, but I'm going to deviate just out of a thought process.
Sure, no problem.
And I think the core should be more not when, but how and how to do it right.
Okay.
I think too often businesses will offer benefits for the two core principles I talked about previous, and they'll go about it at a gut reaction and not put the right benefits package together. And over time, they'll turn their small business into something that they didn't see. Case in point, I think the biggest mistake that small business owners make, partly due to lack of education and lack of knowledge, and partly due to the problems with healthcare and healthcare reform, is that they'll offer what they think is best at that time without any foresight or planning for the future. And ultimately, every single year, they'll be issued higher rates, and they'll have to make a decision. Do I pay, you know, the average business year sizes and they hit with a 12 to 18% every year without changes in their health care? A small business can't sustain that type of annual rate increase for costs. So what they ultimately do is they'll raise the deductible, they'll raise copays, they'll take some portion of the benefits package that they've offered their employee away. The employees don't fully see or grasp why that's happening. So a benefit, all of a sudden, a benefit program is turned into an entitlement program.
Yes.
So the business owner now is fighting with their key employees about why they have to take the benefits away that they offered.
Wow.
Rather than getting the employees tied into the reasons why we offer benefits in the first place. It's not an entitlement. You don't deserve because you work here healthcare. You don't deserve because you're here 8 hours or 20 hours or 40 hours a week, mm-hmm. a wage. You participate in this business for all of us to grow. Therefore, you get this, not the other way around.
I love that. In fact, I didn't even know how to really ask that question, you know, but it was kind of like exactly what you just said, that how do you fight that entitlement mentality? Because, you know, that's such a huge, especially in a young company like ours. You know, we've got younger people here, of course. And, you know, it's just so typical, I think, in our type of industry to have a lot of young people. And I think there's a lot of things that right out of college, I think young people think. And one of those would be that entitlement of, yeah, I got a job and I deserve health care. But the way you're talking about it right now, Chad, is totally different. And I love it. So could you maybe go into more of how, as business owners and leaders, we need to be thinking more about that? And you mentioned you participate in this company. And a part of that benefit as a group, is that kind of more like as a group we get to participate in this healthcare? Is that kind of where you're going?
Healthcare is one of many components, but every activity that an employee does that it's in alignment with your ultimate vision and goals moves the business forward. Every activity that's counter to that deviates or moves the business away from its goals. So if you're offering benefits as an entitlement-based program and every time you have to make a change at the open renewal every single year, And now you're fighting with the employees on what's offered or how much I have to now take away from your check. Your employees' activities, part of it is siphoned off to their frustration. If they're not focused on moving the business forward, but they're focused on, well, I need to go find another job now because I'm having to pay $100 more than I did last year for benefits.
Right.
They're not helping you as a business owner reach your goals, which also should be their goals.
Hmm.
But if you can get them tied into what activities are they doing to help their own health or their own business to keep costs down and profit up, then it's not a – if your business grows 50% next year, 12% isn't a big deal.
No.
You can handle that 12% increase in cost if the business is growing 50%. But if the business is stagnant, that 12% increase hurts. It comes right out of you, your bottom line, your pocketbook as a business owner.
So absolutely.
So if we're all tied into revenue growth and costs down, then we all benefit equally in whatever it is that is a value on why we're working here, whether that's our how much our wage is, whether that's how much benefits we get or how much we have to contribute to benefits or what our bonus is. Tie everything back into the growth, vision, and aspects of the business. And then at the end of the year, when checks and balances happen, we do our annual renewal or our performance reviews, and they're not meeting the mark, they're not frustrated at anything except their performance. It's not you doing something to them. It's them not doing something for us.
Yes. I love it. Yeah, it's kind of like saying, I guess you could be this straightforward, but, you know, you'd probably as a leader want to come at it a little differently. But, you know, it's essentially saying, hey, folks, we don't offer entitlements here. We offer benefits. And let's talk about what that means, you know.
Correct.
I love that. I've just... You know, our listeners out there, maybe you've heard of this, you know, way of but this is newer stuff to me, as far as how you look at, providing that type of stuff. And even as a business owner, I think there's fear that comes with offering benefits because you are thinking of them as maybe an entitlement. And Chad, I think just covering that, I know that's probably really basic stuff to you, but to hear it and think of it that way, I know it's freeing to me as a leader. I'm sure that would be freeing to the people in my business as well to think of it like that, because it's a team thing at that point. That's really neat to hear. Well, I got one more question for you. We're actually coming to the end of our show, actually. But what are some of the major changes that you see coming up for insurance-related benefit plans?
Well, maybe we should do 1.2.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure there's a lot. It seems like every week I hear something in the news, something's changing, with healthcare plans. So, yeah, maybe we do need to do, a next show. But maybe from just a brief overview, we can do a deeper show later. But what do you think about that?
There is a ton of changes, and I think the market won't settle down. It's very volatile right now because of the Affordable Care Act and all the changes and legislations that's being put on business owners and individuals alike, that we just need to find good advisors we can trust that can help educate us and give us the current scope of the market, and be willing to be patient enough to adjust as the market changes, because daily things are changing. One thing that I might share with the business owner today, frustratingly enough in my business, tomorrow it may be completely different, and I have to then go back to the business owner, and I just, at those points when things change, I just ask for grace and understanding, and together we get through this turmoil together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Chad, it's been great having you on our show today. I look forward to maybe on our next episode that we have together, you can dive into more of what those changes mean for businesses and how to address those as a business leader and owner in today's world. But really appreciate you being on the show today. If you listeners have not heard any of our past shows, be sure to go to cloudtalkradio.com and listen to past episodes there. If you have any questions today for Chad, go ahead and ask us at questions@cloudtalkradio.com. We'll go ahead and shoot those emails over to Chad and have him answer those for you regarding your healthcare needs. We're going to put a link in the description to Chad's LinkedIn profile, so you can go over there and get in contact with him as well. This has just been a very helpful interview for me, even I hope it is for you out there, as healthcare is not an entitlement thing, and I think a lot of us maybe think of it in that way, and actually the way we need to think about it is a benefit, a team thing, and it's for the long term. I love this phrase, how you hire is more important than who you hire. Well, be sure and tune in every Tuesday, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are here. This is Keith Enix, hoping you have a wonderful week. Be sure to keep your business growing and your tools in the cloud.
Thanks so much for listening to Cloud Talk Radio with your hosts, Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix. Want to listen to past shows and stay up to date on new ones? Check them out online, cloudtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.